good day. Kids happy to see you. 55 points on the scoreboard. Yeah. Nice smile after the game.
Yeah. Oh, it feels good to. They don't always go like that. So that was a fun day. It was good execution. I think for the most part, that was our best day execution. So, you don't wake up in the morning and think they're going to be like that. And that was pretty sweet.
You said many times it's not just one thing, it's a number of things, and it's just difficult. Was today a day when all those one things were somehow not solved or put together, it fell into place?
Yeah, well, I think, there was some elements of our game that, we're starting to show. And, when Gronk plays like that and can produce like that and Danny does that and Aaron does that and the backs do that and the line blocks, and it's a good way to play football. So, there's got a lot of guys that played really well, and that's what it's going to take. I think as the season goes, we got to keep getting better. And it's been a process for us, but at the bye week, 7-2 is not bad. And, hopefully our best football is ahead of us.
Can you tell when Gronk can play like that? What specifically do you mean? What does he bring to
the team? Oh, when he's healthy and on the field, he's tough to stop. So he's a great run blocker, and, what he does for us in the pass game, it's tough to match up. So if the attention goes to Gronk, with extra coverage, then it opens it up for all the other guys. So he's just he's a big presence on our team. And, it's when he's out there every snap, it's going to be even better.
Tom, did you tell this week that you were maybe ready to take more than just a baby step or the whole offense?
Well, I think guys have been gradually kind of getting into, back into, Danny was out for a while, and he's getting back to the point where, he's full speed, and Gronk's getting better. And I think the team overall is, just keep making improvements. So that's the most important thing. We talked about that all the way back in September. And even though you go through those games and they don't look great, hopefully you string the practices together. And it hasn't all been pretty, but, the wins are the most important thing. So being 7-2 and getting a chance to regroup and study ourselves a little bit and get healthy, hopefully get some guys back, and then, we'll see where we're at.
Hey, Tom, you talked about playing your best football this time of year and kind of building to that point and getting some separation from the rest of the field. Is it fair to say you guys took a positive step in that direction today?
Yeah, but I've also said, it's one game, it's you play once a week, and it was a good week of practice, and it showed in the game, and we have a bye week, and then we play Carolina. So, this really doesn't matter much going forward to the score. I think the improvement of our team and the confidence, and that's the most important thing. So,
every week you're up there, you're going to answer questions about whether it's third down, or whether it's a young guy or one guy's back, whether it's 4-2, 5-2, last week it's 6-2. The ultimate message, as good as the rhythm was, it's 7-2. Right?
Yep, yep. Well, that's all that matters at this point is, all the stats and percentages, like you can throw them all out the door now because, hopefully we're going to Carolina playing our best. And it's a week-by-week league, and you really get out of it what you put into it. So it was a fun week. Games like this are, you will always remember them. And we play a great team that's had a great defense for so many years. And, they were scoring offense, and we just kept scoring on our offense. And that was it was a great way to win the game.
Can you talk about the 81-yard long with Luke Dawson?
Yeah, it was, safeties were getting low, and we took a shot. Josh made a great call, and AD slipped behind him. We were talking about that play all week and, giving him a chance to get behind the defense. And he's done it a few times this year, and when you connect like that, it's pretty sweet way to end the game in the fourth quarter.
Well, he changed the realm of the running game.
Yeah, he's got a little choice. So he's, that's a good signal for me when he's ready for it. And
Brady used to do it a lot, for a rookie, and that's pretty good recognition.
Sure, that's his thing, and that's, what we talk about, and he's got that ability with that speed. And, like I said, once he gets behind the defense, it's hard to catch him because he runs really well. And we got production from him and Danny and Gronk, the running backs. Julian on punt returns was awesome. It was just a great team win, so. That's what it takes. This is when you really start to see what football teams are all about. And, hopefully, like I said, our best football is ahead of us. It was great. He runs so hard, and you give it to him, you have so much confidence that we're going to gain, yards on those plays. And he runs hard. He runs, got a great spirit and energy about him and what he brings our offense and emotion. And, you know, when he's confident, it's you know, helps our team, you know, immeasurably. Yeah, that was a surprise to all of us. I don't know if anyone knew, but, you know, us players didn't know. So, I mean, it's been a great week in Boston. So hopefully our sports fans, you know, are enjoying it. And it was fun to see the players out there, and they earned it. And that's why you play to win those, you know, when it matters to get that trophy. So that was a really cool day.
How's your hand?
It's great.
Tom, you mentioned pretty much everybody but yourself today. I'm just curious how you assess your game. It seemed like the lack of it, you had a bit of velocity perhaps in the ball today.
I mean, I think it's, I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, it was a good day by everybody. So, I mean, the quarterback, it's, you know, you're the one that, you know, I got the ball in my hands. I'm trying to spread it around to the guys that are open, and they're making plays. So that was the best thing is, you know, you throw it, and they catch it and run with it. It makes a good day for the quarterback. So.
You growing up as a sports fan, I'm most positive that's the most points ever given up.
Yeah.
Well,
they've been playing football for a long time, and they got some of the best players that's ever played in this league. And, you know, I respect, you know, that program and their organization. They've been doing it for a long time. They got, you know, great offense and quarterback and guys like Troy Polamalu and Ike Taylor, who we've had some great battles against. So, you know, they fight hard. They fight to the end, as you see. And, you know, I think that was just a good day execution by us. And it needed to be because, you know, they're not going to make it easy. They came out and tied it up there in the third quarter, and, you know, we showed a little bit of resiliency, mental toughness to fight back and gain control of the game. Last one.
You seem very comfortable and decisive with the read today, very comfortable looking off the defensive safeties and such. Did you just feel more comfortable at the last quarter being able to read what the Steelers' intentions were?
I mean, I think that's a good defense, so we just played well. I mean, we hit throws, and, you know, if you throw it and you catch it and you run with it, I mean, good things happen. So we haven't been the best at our execution this year. And when it's good like that, it's tough. You know, it's tough on defensive, but that's what we have to do going forward. That's how you put a lot of pressure on these defenses to go out and execute like that. So thank you, guys. Have a good night.